Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, call it on time. Now we can kick it for real. Because, you know, I'm in the mode, on the mood to talk to graduates. A couple of my graduates that's in this council, which is a separate part of a Sidewalk University's curriculum, they're telling me it's not, you know, where they want it to be. Well, of course it's not where you want it to be, man. You got to build it. You got to work. So we got to understand it. But the thing is, he put me up on something that I was aware of this, but I wasn't aware that it was being a problem. And do you know what's fucked up about do you know what could be fucked up about, you know, my program? If you graduate, since you got straight A's, you think you the shit. And things are happening to actually make you believe you the shit. You talking to more broads, you getting more action than you ever got before. Things is going your way. But see, there is a thought process that went into Sidewalk University. And that timing in your life is the most dangerous time you could be fucking with. You're a graduate and you think you know every goddamn thing, but what you're not doing is staying sharp so that you can continue to believe you know and do all these things. So I've been told that, you know, people, you know, enter the council and, you know, they're more advanced than where the council is. So it's kind of, you know, not their thing. Well, I ain't mad at them. But what I'm saying is don't be so stupid. I mean, if you want to be that stupid, you can. See, a lot of the topics that I talk about are because of, you know, shit that really happens in my life. I told you guys that, you know, I got this bra fucking with me. But what I didn't tell you was that I've dealt with her before. Now, I know I am a handful to deal with on any level. So when I speak on this, you got to listen to the entire subject matter. You don't get to tripping on my ranting or my negative feelings about shit. Just listen to, you know, what I have to say, because now this bitch is going to come back. So it is obvious, unless she thinks differently, but it should be obvious that she's coming back to the same motherfucker she thought she wanted to leave. Because, you know, a couple times she did call me, I ain't changed, I'm the same nigga. So then, what I'm saying is, it is what it is. Now, can we agree on that? Now, that's the bitch that shit. And she said, yeah. She wasn't negative about it. I think she was being honest. I mean, yeah, I can accept it. It is what it is. It is what it is means, wait a minute. Wait. This is where you need me to break shit down. Because I don't know what it is, what it is. I don't know what it means when you say it. I just don't know what it means. Because everything is subject to interpretation in English. You don't give a fuck what I mean. Because if that's the case, somebody would say, well, what do you mean, Rosebud? you know, it is what it is, because it put me up. No, you just want to hear what I'm saying. Okay, hear it. I don't give a fuck. I really don't. I know what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is when you say it is what it is, and me and you're talking about, let's say, what we're talking about, are we speaking about what it is, or are we speaking about what she or I want it to be? The critical thinking is a must. And if you don't do it, you need to learn how to do it, because it'll change your fucking life. We're speaking about, in theory, we're speaking about what it is. It is what it is, baby. I ain't changing. Woo-woo. Okay. Long story short, I ain't going to change, so neither is she. We both over 50, so we both set in our ways. Now, the problem. I mean, over a week or so, a couple of weeks didn't happen. Then a few things that didn't happen from our past came up. Now, this time, mind you, it's only been a couple of weeks, and it's been five times. But who's counting? All five times, I stopped the shit right then. And we conversed and broke the situation down, spoke our piece on the problem. And see, to me, we came to a resolution. Because the bottom line is, it is what it is. You cannot expect it to be something else. So now she acknowledged several things I had done that she noticed. And she seen that what I had done was making a genuine attempt at communicating and blah, 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 whatever. So this is confirming to me that what I'm doing is not only being recognized, but it's being appreciated. But the problem is I still get the same bullshit from her. Otherwise, I mean, goddamn, I'm saying something for the convenience of us both. But all she hears is that I'm telling her to get away from me or whatever. Get the fuck out or whatever. Then when I ask her if she think I'm afraid to tell her to get the fuck out, she says, hell no. I know you'll tell me that if that's what you want to. So, why does she think, I'm asking you, why does she think she needs to guess that I'm saying that? Why does she think she needs to interpret that that's what I'm saying? Because when she does that, then she's ass backwards, fucking wrong. Whatever little attitude she get, I can see it in another bitch. I ain't accepting it. I ain't. So this video is about identity. This video is about, you know, do you know who the fuck you are? Because what I'm saying, what I'm really saying, is we all need to accept and identify with who we are. Now, bodybuilders have identities of their own, completely unique from basketball players or hockey players or any other athletic type skill. my point. They have, I mean the bodybuilders, they have certain clothes they wear, and they have certain ways that they have established that they conduct themselves, not out in public or like, talking about that, I'm talking about they just eat a certain way, do a certain thing at a certain time, blah, 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 whatever they have established that will allow them to be identified as bodybuilders. Now, they know they are athletes, but not in the traditional thought of what athlete does. I mean, they work out and all that shit, but their workouts are different. Now, this is important because they believe if they are truly bodybuilders, they will do what bodybuilders do. Now, that applies the same for architects or carpenters or any other professional who belong to a group of that same profession. One of the major problems men face today is they don't identify with being a man. They have lost their identity because they don't truly believe in manhood. They'd rather be a rapper slash electrician or a D-boy slash carpenter or an aspiring young actor slash pimp. You don't understand, but you guys would rather be anything other than a regular man. You can't be this guy you're faking to be, and you don't want to be a regular man. What's left? There's nothing wrong with wanting to become a celebrity. Don't get me wrong, especially if you got what it takes to become one. I know everybody can't be a celebrity, and those who aren't should learn to be comfortable in their own goddamn skin. It's like a baseball player. If he thinks he can, he will run the base hit he got to whatever base he thinks is, let's say it's a double. He'll run it to the second base. But if he wants to, he can sneak, or if he ain't sure that he thinks he can get it to the third base, he'll turn it into a triple. And to play it safe, he'll slide. For him, it's a good thing to do because the game he played allows for that shit to come a time to where you don't have to slide or play it safe. In the game of life, that's the absolute worst way to look at it. That's the worst way to look at what you're doing. You want to slide. You want to play it safe. You will never have good fortune in either field you choose. Otherwise, you're a baseball player, but you're thinking about running track. If one of those ideals takes from the other lifestyle, you ain't going to be successful in either one. Shit has to complement shit or enhance that abba-dabba you got. You got to dedicate yourself to the real abba-dabba and only the abba-dabba. Now, I don't mean you have to be a pimp or a hustler. I'm telling you, motherfuckers, the weightlifters, they got abba-dabba because they got the weightlifter dabba. Motherfuckers playing basketball, motherfuckers architect, motherfucking carpenter, whoever really about what they doing, they got it. So no matter what you motherfucking think, you youngsters can't reinvent the wheel. You just can't. If you ever want success at being the man you claim you are, you got to decide if you want to be this man or not. And if you do, You got to be brave enough to forsake any other definition of man than you are, or at least your own definition. Or else you're no more than a glorified pretender, faker. If you're a person who appreciates the finer things in life, you might understand what I'm about to say. One night I went out to listen to some jazz. This group was dope, too. You know, this drummer was just really, really just tanned it up. And on a break, they came out to the audience, and they ventured in my direction, and I got to shake their hands. I mean, I had on my SW jacket, and, you know, they noticed it. And they started asking me about the shit, and I was telling them, you know, I tried to relate it to music, you know, what I teach. Is what you guys already know. You have to be really dedicated to the whole idea of music and not your instrument. Your instrument is just a part of it. That's why real motherfuckers play hella instruments. Then the drummer say, bro, you know, you right. But this was Alphonse Mouzon. He is a dope-ass fucking jazz drummer. But I didn't know that was him until he told me. I used to listen to him in my youth. But I wasn't really up on the licks that he was hitting as I am now. But he was a dope-ass motherfucker, and he was dope that night. And he told me, man, you know, you're seeing the essence of what learning is. You know, learning whatever it is you're thinking about. Is only a part of a real entire subject. You need to learn it all. I never forgot that. 332, I see you, bro. What's up?
What's up, bud? This is Marcus.
Marcus?
Hello? Yeah. This is Marcus.
Cool. All right, what's that?
Man, I was talking to one of my homies this morning, and I was breaking it down to him. I told him, you know, outside of your gang or whatever you believe, outside of, you know, whatever neighborhood or whatever you rep, before all of that, you a man first, because, you know, if anything, you come into this world, and I tell that, you know, all my homies, whatever they do, before you came into anything, you came out the womb and it was just you, and you had to grow up as a child and develop and all that other shit and live life before you made those decisions. But once you made those decisions, that just become a part of you. But you still you at the end of the day, with or without any of that shit, no matter how much money you got, no matter what you want to call yourself, it's still you behind all of that shit.
Marcus, this is a goddamn radio show. Can you get to the point?
That is the point.
That you still you?
That you first before you anything else without any titles, yeah. You're
Marcus.
You.
Marcus.
What's up?
I ain't gonna say that's wrong. But what I'm saying is this. I know a whole bunch of motherfuckers that graduated from Sidewalk University that was who they were. But that's not who they are. That isn't
well,
who
you
they were.
What? Yeah. I see, no, what you say, I'm saying at the end of the day, you still true to yourself. You're not, I'm not saying that those things don't help you to become a better person or make you stronger.
No, man, you're not,
but those,
man. You're saying something that's wrong.
I disagree with you.
I'm not saying are not what you're saying. I'm saying you can't blanketly say that as far as that's what's going on for people.
Okay.
If that's what happened with you, fine. But I'm saying people, they're who they are. And it isn't necessarily who they want to be. And it isn't necessarily who they're going to end up being. Especially.
Nah, I agree with that 100%.
So what am I saying to you then?
You're saying that when people, as people come into things or when people become different parts of different things and introduce a different aspect of life, they change. And before that, if they want to change and become different, they start making strides to that.
Check this out, Marcus. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is you got to learn how to bring your points to where they express your points, but it is open for you not being correct. Because if you express your point where you think you're correct, 9 out of 10 times, you're not going to be corrected. Now, you may accept being corrected now because I'm a professor. But in the street, somebody saying this same shit, you ain't going to hear it.
I mean, at the same time, it makes sense to me. And it's not that so here's the thing. It's not that I don't agree with your point at all. But the way I express it is the same thing. It's just said different. I never said that those things don't help you grow and change. What I'm saying is that, okay, at the end of the day, you used to be in the game. At the end of the day, it's always going to be a part of you. But at the end of the day, on your birth certificate, it's still John Dixon. You're still a man first. You're still who you are. That's all I'm saying. As you're a man before you, all of that.
Marcus, listen, what the fuck was happening just now?
In what regard?
See, there you go. There you go. What I'm saying is, see, you fucking with me, and I'm fucking with you. But I don't want you to be wrong.
We're kicking
listen.
We're just kicking it. Yeah,
listen.
I know what you, okay.
Listen, I don't want you to be wrong.
Yeah.
But I don't want you to be weak. And what the fuck you talking about?
Of course
not.
And
what I'm saying is, I represent a threat, not a threat, but I represent someone that can shut you down. So you gonna have to really believe what the fuck you saying to do what you just did, which is what?
Hey,
what did you just do?
Kick it and stand on my point.
No, that is what we were doing. But what did you just do?
Oh, I asked a fucking question.
No. You stood up and represented what the fuck you was talking about. No matter what. Under fire. In person. Real life. Why? Because you got this game, motherfucker, and you trying to use it. You ain't
hell
scared
yeah.
of this shit. You ain't nah, scared
man,
of this shit,
me.
Man. The average motherfucker going to shut up and let me say whatever the fuck I want to say because they think whatever. That's professor. Whatever.
Man,
no, man, we all
you professors. Didn't this shit right here wasn't to build us up to forever be under you, and while you may have more game than motherfucker, that don't mean I ain't gonna get as much as you one day. Shit, we still got time. Both of us got a lot of time on our hands.
The most powerful thing you just said was this shit ain't so you could be up under me. you might surpass it. You don't know where you going, you searching. Continuously. Motherfucker, I'm talking
just
about,
like,
man, I'm trying to get to the top of the hill. And you get to the top of the hill and realize there's a whole other hill, but it's a mile away. So you've got to get to that hill and get up that. Come on.
And why you think you prepared for going up that hill like you done went through the last one? Man, you're going to go down that plateau, experience some different shit that you had never seen before. And then when you start on that new hill, it's going to be some other shit that you are not prepared for. That you best get prepared for. And when you make it through and make it to the top, it's still beautiful. You became stronger. You changed again. You still
need. Hey, Marcus, the cold part
yeah.
about it, when you get to the top of that goddamn hill, you're going to see it's another hill a couple of miles away. And you got to get to
hell
that
yeah. You might motherfucker put your hand on your hip and take a breath after that. But shit, you got to keep going, man.
Hey, this real life. And what I'm saying is, if you believe in you, can't no motherfucker tell you shit. And you just proved that shit, nigga. Thank you.
Right on. But, yo, hey. Man, I got to get this set, yo. So I just wanted to, I saw the Juan put the call, put the show on, and I saw the title. I was like, hell yeah, I'm calling in right quick. But, you know, I got to get this set, man.
For sure, man. Take care of your business. See. I am not a person that think I'm better than you. I know I got a lot of game. I know that puts me way ahead of you, but that don't mean I'm better than you, especially if you don't let me be better than you. So this nigga, you know, I was bumping heads with him, but I'm purposely bumping heads because I want him to stand up. But I can't say, man, I'm finna bump heads with you, and you better stand up. No, life don't prepare you like that. Life prepare you like that motherfucker was prepared, because he was not prepared for me to be going totally against what the fuck he talking about. Because normally when he kick it right, and I'm going in. But since now I'm charging him, that nigga said, bring it. He didn't even ask me, what kind of charge are you going to bring, nigga? He said, bring it. Whatever. Niggas say he multilingual, multifaceted, and ain't scared of shit. Come on, you motherfuckers don't want to fuck with Sidewalk University after you be seeing shit happening. Never mind, fuck you. I don't care. You don't need to fuck with it. So listen. Now, I was talking about Alphonse Mouzon. Now, after being swooned by a woman I was with, because, you know, this jazz is making me feel good, and I'm asking these questions and shit, man, I had one of the best nights, best times of my life, listening to straight-ahead jazz that I love. Now, afterwards, on the way home, I started thinking about my progress. And I had to smile. There is no question or situation a man like me can't handle. Any and everything on your mind will be honestly addressed to a conclusion, and I hate to admit it, but I will even address you motherfucking squares pretending to be down. If you got some questions, let's get with it. I ain't in the argumentative mode or any of that, but I am in my professor mode. So you just ain't gonna get to talk. But if you want to talk, then you a real man, call your motherfucking question in and let's kick it. Yeah. People, they don't really understand shit in this country. Think about this shit. Racism has never left this country, but this country was so good at lying to everyone all over the world, mostly to itself. They were so used to lying about being fair and equal rights and all that bullshit. This country pretends to be progressive when it comes to, you know, social issues, homosexuality, racism, sexism, any other phobias that we fucking experience in this country. It's thought to be, or was thought to be, dealt with. But that's because you just lie. You're a fucking liar. Yeah, I like black people, or I believe they should have this or that. Yeah, you might say you believe it. But check this out. You ain't gonna be able to hide behind that bullshit in the near future. You know why? You see the Supreme Court, you see what they just did. They're getting ready to overturn Roe versus Wade. I ain't no woman, so I ain't tripping on that shit per se. But did you ever think about this? The Constitution is not supposed to be rewritten. The Constitution can't have addendums or whatever. What we getting ready to experience is Jim Crow 2.0. Jim Crow 1.0 was that racist bullshit, niggas can't do this, niggas can't do that. No, they way ahead of it now. People can't do it. The average American can't do it. Why? Because that's what they had to do to make sure niggas can't do it. Without them pointing at niggas or people of color. Because the average white bitch didn't want an abortion, gonna go get one. Even if she gotta go to camera. I'm just saying. Have you ever thought about this? Why would a gay person be racist? Well, let me tell you something. Gay motherfuckers are some of the most racist people in the world. They lie to themselves. Oh, we're just like the black people going through, you know, repression, you know, racist or, you know, sexist, whatever shit. Yeah, they said that shit until Barack got elected. That's when whoever the fuck didn't think black was cool, this black motherfucker in the presidency, them motherfuckers finally started feuding. And you don't know how many of them was gay. Those gay motherfuckers would have much preferred if it was a black president, that motherfucker be gay. Then they would have said, okay, it ain't about race. But what I'm saying is, if you remember when that motherfucker first won, that Mitch McConnell said, on camera, they was going up some hallway, we're not allowed anything he wants to get through. And the newscaster said, we may as well, then we ain't allowing that nigga to do shit. Yeah. But when that black motherfucker won again, that's when shit hit the fan. Now these fake-ass motherfuckers were screaming, get this nigga out of office. Now, when he finally did leave, that's when the real payback started. That's when the white people that hated that nigga was in office, gays included, that's when they, dismayed as they were, they started fucking with Trump and all his racist bullshit. He is making sense. You know, he's blah, 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 blah. Yeah, he is making sense. He's a racist bastard, and he's saying don't fuck with people of color. But he ain't playing. He ain't trying to hide behind some kind of rule. Oh, they got a rule say we can't say fuck people of color. Let's get rid of that rule. What did monkeys do? Get rid of it. So what I'm saying is, Tucker Woods started realizing that this was their golden opportunity to fucking reclaim their so-called superiority. That's all that's going on in this country. These motherfuckers is trying to make it to where it was in Jim Crow years in the 30s and shit. In the 20s, they're trying to make it to where the world is like that, but then they're not trying to use that premise. Well, we're not saying this because we're better than black people. We're saying this because they're black. They're people of color. It's not about them being better than me. It's that they fit in this category. They use Trump to revitalize their zest for that idiotic supremacy bullshit. They know what they're screaming for is not true. They know the things that they're using to scream for it is not true. That's why none of them motherfuckers care that Trump fucking lying ass tramp told over 30,000 lies. 30,000 proven false statements. And none of his goddamn supporters believe any of the shit that is clearly shown he's lying. I didn't say this. Oh, but is this recording you? Yeah, that's me talking. Oh, yeah, that's me saying what you said, what I'm saying I didn't say. Don't believe your fucking ears. Believe me. See, it, what's the most disgusting thing is when they become out, well, where is any evidence that showing Trump did all this stuff? They never fucking acknowledge that this bastard is always in court preventing anyone from checking any facts. But he can't do that no more. They don't, you know, think about that motherfucker. His supporters don't think about him lying and covering it up. What they think about is the lie they're telling themselves, that, you know, they're not being this way. So they got to cover, in their mind, they got to cover the lie that they're telling themselves. That's why they all cover the lie Trump telling. Yeah, they don't think anything is wrong with that motherfucker screaming out that there's no evidence. Where is the evidence? When you want this, but you can't get it. He didn't deal with it, but he can't do it no more. Then he comes to the end of the road, but he's going to show his shit. I don't know when, but it's coming. Don't believe your eyes. Believe your ears. Don't believe your ears. Believe me, and you'll be all right. You feel it just like I'm feeling it. You silly motherfuckers just lived long enough to compare today with yesterday. You can't really compare right now because none of you are really old enough. You've all been born while that Roe versus Wade was going on. And you ain't even thought about it. Now that it ain't going on or it ain't going to be going on, watch and see how much shit changed. And it's going to affect your life. It ain't going to affect your peck of woods. I mean, have you ever thought that you lived long enough to see real change? Real change? At one time we couldn't vote. I heard of that shit. But I damn sure didn't experience none of it. At one time you couldn't go in the front door of a white place. You couldn't drink out the same water fountain. I didn't go through none of that shit. I know it did exist. Watch and see. We're going to go back to that shit. You can't motherfucking come in here unless you got a certain ID. They don't tell you what the ID is. But the code that everybody knows is has to say you Caucasian on there. If it say you black or from some fucking Spanish, whatever motherfucker, you can't come. And they're going to point out that your license isn't really the one we like. Because in getting your license, it gave you a certain letter number. Man, my parents went through that shit. Getting that right was a real big thing to them. See, you living through shit right now. A right that was voted for has been taken back. A constitutional right has been taken back. Nothing has ever been removed from the Constitution in the history of the Constitution. There's only been addendums or whatever. Now, let me tell you something. Have you really thought about what the fuck is going on? I remember in the 60s and 70s, you know, when they was asking about is it the right thing to do to let a man be a woman? You know, which was far off in the future, but they were talking about it back then. Have you really thought about what we're accepting right now? We're in 2022. And some of you motherfuckers are old enough to remember the year 2000. In 1999, the country was in full panic mode. Scared of the year 2000. Because people selling shit made you believe that the computers were going to crash. Then shit was going to go haywire because they weren't programmed for the year 2000. Now, what I'm saying is, you just believe that shit. And that was 20 years ago. What do you think you'll be dealing with 20 years from now? I pity the fool who don't think ahead. Sidewalk University is waiting for your ass to wake up and get the tools that you're going to need that's going to allow you to live in the future. You can have them tools right now. And when the future comes, you'll be ready for them. But this shit I'm talking about is about your future. It is about your future survival. It took me this long to admit it to you guys because it takes 69 years to get to be 69. I couldn't tell you this shit when I was, you know, 21. I didn't know this shit when I was 21. And listen to this. This is the truth. 731, before I get to talking, let me get what you're talking about. What's up, brother?
What's going on, brother? Jay Click.
Hey, now, Zane.
See, I just caught the title of your show. You want to holler at us?
This is who?
Jay Click.
Jay Click.
Yes,
well,
sir.
Jay Click, the reason I wanted to holler at some people that called in, I want to see, you know, what improvements. I want to see, do you participate with the council?
Yes, sir, every week.
Well, then it ain't really, really, really for you because you see the value. I want to speak to Sidewalk University students that went to the group, but then I know how to do that already, blah, blah, blah. You know, then they, like, drop off. I want to know why they think that. But you don't, so I really wasn't talking to you, Jay Clay.
I got you, bud. I'm going to be back in the queue.
All right, man. Be cool now.
Yes, sir.
So listen, you guys. People miss the value of confidence. I'm not going to say Jay Clay. Well, I would imagine a year ago, that motherfucker wouldn't have called in and spoke up, especially, you know, about me wanting to get with somebody that graduated, meaning I'm going to be talking shit. He would have just been there. But this confidence makes you know that you can do anything. You don't care what it is. So what I'm saying is, sometime after I was born, there was a little tablet that mysteriously fucking appeared in my crib. Now, I'm a baby, an infant. I don't know nothing about this tablet, but I realized that this tablet went with me all through my toddler years. Then on into my preschool and to elementary school years. Now, once I was old enough to read, I read the tablet. Once I understood the tablet, because at first I didn't, a bell went off in my head, and I have kept that epiphany alive ever since. You see, I'm hiccup because I'm telling you some shit. You know me, but anyway. This fucking tablet read, young man, you will live an extravagant life filled with the luxuries and activities only reserved for a few. Young man, you will also leave all that behind because you have a greater calling. And those luxuries are only a pittance to the luxury you will experience if you follow through with this task. You have been chosen to be the Pied Piper for the lost motherfucking men of the 21st century. You will not realize this task until you reach the last day of your 62nd year of life. Then you will have until the end of the year 2015 to prepare for 2016. Because that's when Sidewalk University started. You see, fellas, I'm an alien species of man. And I've been sent to Earth to help men see the think it, do it mentality is the mentality all you motherfuckers need to have. It is a good thing to be confident. I don't worry about what I would do when I get some real money. I can honestly say I'm going to do the same shit I'm doing right now. I might be doing it on a bigger level, but I'm going to be doing the same exact shit I'm doing now. I can say that because I'm confident. I'm confident if I had $8,000 this morning and I came home with $100 and no fucking receipts, I know I spend my money wisely. And just in case, I'm spending it all on my motherfucking car. 916, what's going on?
But it's Juan.
What's up, Juan?
Hey, just want to let you know the number's not on the screen.
What number?
The call-in number.
Man, you mean I didn't put... I don't care, man. Okay. Shit, this show ain't, man. This show ain't, so, you know, I get... This, man, I'm damn near done. It's cool. You ain't got nothing else to say. Huh?
No, but I got to get back to work. Okay.
All right, be cool. You guys, yeah, I fucked up. I didn't put it on there. That was my fault. So that's why I'm like, ooh, I guess I'll put it on right now. I do have a few more minutes. Okay, yeah. All right. So the things that I'll be doing or would be doing if I had a bunch of money would be bigger, but they still do the same thing. And like I said, if I got X amount of dollars in my pocket, go out and spend all that money and don't have no receipts, I don't fuck money off. So I wouldn't even be worried. I would say, damn, I spent all that fucking money. But I know I spent it on some shit I needed to spend it on. I'm just saying. I spend money, or my money, wisely. My thing is this. If I have any questions, I've spent all the money on fucking my company car. You know, what I'm saying is, even if I ain't got no receipt, that shit is monitored. I'm not giving in to any limits this year. I'm not. I'm not giving in to any limits. Every time I think of some restrictive shit, I'm turning the page to the unrestricted shit. Because I control me. You should control you. I'm winding down from a fantastic beginning to my school. Now the real work comes. I got to, you know, take this shit on and on. I brought the year in with a flare. Shit. Suitable for a motherfucker like me. But what I'm saying is I think about what I learned from some of my experiences. I just realized a few things. One thing I realized is it only takes one heart to keep you alive, but it takes two hearts for any person to really live. Now, when you young and fancy free, having somebody that knows and understands you don't really hold as much importance as it will when you get older. Now, I realized this year that you really will only have a more fruitful life if there are people around you who promote the ideas of chance and success. Now, my woman and my daughter know there will be no success if we don't take a chance to earn it. I instill that in my daughter. Anything I realize, well, not anything, another thing I realize is how afraid most people are of thinking. The average American will let some motherfucker they have never met explain something that could actually change their lives. Now, the problem is that there's too many people today will take that information or some information and use it against you. I'm starting the year out recognizing my path. I have blazed a path for myself. And this path is only for me. But the road to get to this path is for any motherfucker who put the effort in finding their individual path in life. Your path is different than my path, but to get to your path, you have to travel the same road I travel. I found mine, and this year, if you haven't already found yours, find it. There's no question a motherfucker like me can't handle any and everything on your mind will be discussed fucking honestly. I hate to admit it, but like I'm saying, the motherfuckers that be pretending to be down, big old square motherfuckers, thinking they got something to say. I'll even deal with their questions. Real talk with Rosewood is where to be, goddammit. People don't really understand this country. I'm telling you, fucking racism never left. The country lied to everyone the world over. This country knows that different lifestyles, be it acceptable to me or you or whoever or not, has the right to exist. So, just think about this shit I'm talking about right now. And I know it's not kind of what I normally talk about. But I'm telling you, it is important to me. When you tell lies, like that president had, you know, it just shows you can't be trusted to lead for people. It's just that. Don't nobody think anything is wrong with what this motherfucker is doing. Don't nobody think anything is wrong with completely fabricating this shit. Don't believe your ears. Don't believe your eyes. Just believe me and you'll be all right. I'm just saying, I just think that is some really fucked up shit. than people think that the comparisons you make as far as whether or not a motherfucker is lying or not, it's too serious. You want to make a comparison about PS4 and Xbox. Have you ever thought long enough to see real? I'm just saying, real changes exist. Then you better understand that you're going to be living through the changes that we exist. Shit. So listen. What I'm saying is, everybody needs to understand. You have a calling. Find it. And you'll be the most happy you've been in your fucking life. I know for a fact I am. I'm really a very happy motherfucker right now. I'm not overjoyed, but I'm really fucking happy. I'm gone too. Thank you, bitch.